local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And finishing the work week with you, we appreciate you tuning in each and every day to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 48 minutes, counting down to the weekend for us. You may already be in the weekend, and if you are, congrats. Looking forward to being there with you. Weather is going to look great for the most part, with no rain in the forecast. Celebrate your moms this weekend. Mother's Day on Sunday, of course. And a lot else to get you caught up on here in the next 47 minutes. Starting off with today's top three stories. The White House calling a report on alleged abuse of Palestinians in an Israeli prison deeply concerning. That coming after a CNN report describes the condition in a detention facility holding terror suspects. The report details alleged abuse of detainees, including physical restraints and beatings. Reports also coming in that Israeli tanks have been captured the main road through Rafah. The move leaves the eastern half of the city encircled by Israeli forces. Residents reporting explosions, gunfire, and heavy fighting between Israelis and militants with Hamas and Islamic Jihad. This as ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas ended with no agreement yesterday. And former President Trump, as he often does, speaking out as his hush money trial now enters another week.
This all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
And that was him exiting the courtroom today, again slamming his gag order, noting star witness Michael Cohen can say anything he wants. The jury may start deliberating soon after the prosecution told the judge they plan on calling two more witnesses and could rest their case by the end of the week. We'll get an update on our local headlines, including updates on the power company's efforts of getting Escambia and Santa Rosa County customers back on the grid right after traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Don't let your expensive car insurance compromise how you get around. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. Let's see. We had a lot of issues on the roads this evening, especially on Navarre Parkway, but just about all of it has died down. The only spots where you're going to have some issues still are, of course, on the parkway. If you are near, Coral Street, we've got some heavy backups still going both east and west there on Navarre Parkway. And beyond that, there's just going to be a little bit more, a bit further east if you are traveling past Windhaven Beach. That is a minor runoff from a accident that was reported even before the first one. So we've just got a lot of issues there, but outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you, Al. And taking a look at the latest power outage maps in Northwest Florida here. Florida Power and Light, they've had very good progress here over the course of the afternoon. Now reporting in Escambia County around 1,880 customers still without power. The number under 300 now in Santa Rosa County. A little bit of a different story for EREC. So, of course, servicing northern Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Santa Rosa County has seen some progress, though, about 43% out now with about 10,000 total meters there. The Escambia County number still hasn't moved, with about 74% of customers in Escambia County still without power, about 4,200 to 45 total meters there. So it looks like crews are just knocking out the heavier number in Santa Rosa County before moving over to Escambia. EREC also saying that about 100 linesmen were en route earlier today. Not sure on the ETA on that, but they are working around the clock to get customers back on the power, on the grid, although they do say that that may not be completely wrapped up by the end of the day, though. So hopefully it's not too long. Other local headlines today of note, civil rights attorney Ben Crump reacting to the body camera footage that was released yesterday that showed the killing of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson. Crump says in part, quote, "There is no question that the officer acted with impulse and a lack of proper training when he shot and killed Roger within seconds of the door opening." Of course, during a news conference yesterday, Okaloosa Sheriff Eric Aiden said that FDLE and the state attorney's office are determining whether the deputy's actions were justified and that integrity and transparency is the top priority of his office. A pretty interesting story from this morning. State Representative Alex Andrade on with our Andrew McKay. He says there's been an increase in the number of illegal immigrants that have been legally allowed to register cars in Florida despite not having a valid driver's license or insurance.
The tax collector's offices are seeing an uptick in people showing up with passports that have been freshly issued from the Orlando consulate of the Mexican consulate in Orlando. By law, by rule, by agency rule at the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, all you need is a passport as your identification to get your tag and title issued by tax collectors.
Andrade says he was first contacted about this issue by Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who says it's something that his deputies have noticed. Lawmakers are now looking at solutions to the issue. One short-term plan could be to require proof of insurance before issuing a vehicle registration. And also quite the tease this week from our friends at NAS Pensacola. Video clip shared yesterday showing an image of the Super Delta featuring the Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds. And what's next is a logo with the text, quote, NAS Pensacola 2024 Homecoming Air Show. Now, in a statement, the base says they are not confirming or denying that the Air Force and Thunderbirds and Blue Angels will be performing, only saying that, hey, we are in the process of preparing for the air show. Now, why in the world would you do that if that wasn't happening?
Yeah, you're looking for trouble if that is if that ends up not being
yes,
a thing.
Yes, because we will all storm the gates of NAS Pensacola with pitchforks and
that's what the cool kids do,
and
now
not get anywhere with that. But of course, we would have a hard time getting through traffic on Blue Angel practice days as well.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough gig.
Please do not toy with our emotions like that, NAS Pensacola.
For real.
But yeah, that's awesome, and certainly fun to think about and dream about that we get those two demonstration squadrons in the same skies on the same weekend over Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a historian. I have not received any confirmation if that has happened at either the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Show or at the Beach Air Show. If you know the answer to that, you can let us know, 850-437-1620. All right, back in a couple minutes with state and national news next.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information.
Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had an extensive conversation about the Okaloosa County tragic shooting of this Hurlburt airman and whether the deputy was in the wrong or not based on the body cam footage. Also discovered from Alex Andrade that Mexican immigrants are getting passports at the consulate in Orlando, even if they're here illegally and legally able to register their cars in Florida, a problem that he and some other state and federal legislators are working on. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, 625 on the dot, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, hasn't been much going on so far this hour, outside of what's going on Navarre Parkway. There's two spots of note, actually. The first one is because of a previously reported traffic incident. This is going to be near Coral Street. It is still causing heavy backups, traveling both east and west. So be on the lookout for that. And then we also have just a little bit of runoff from an even earlier traffic incident. If you are traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach, still some congestion in that immediate vicinity there. Outside of that, there luckily doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Stormy weather is out of the area, and overnight things will be cooling down. Low 60s for overnight lows. We'll see skies clearing up as well, nice and sunny on Saturday. Sort of a mix of clouds and sun on Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the low 80s. I hope you enjoy it. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, very good. Thanks so much. Look at our state headlines today. One death confirmed in Leon County as a result of this morning's severe weather.
The tornado came through my neighborhood, so I got to see the tornado firsthand.
Sheriff's office says a woman died when a tree fell on her house near Tallahassee. Florida State's baseball stadium had severe damage. FSU and Florida A&M canceling classes today.
And sticking with the weather theme, Governor DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for 12 North Florida counties as a result of the severe weather. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, luckily, were not included due to the lack of structural damage that would trigger the need for a declaration. However, the affected area does encompass Gadsden County eastward to Baker County, with the Division of Emergency Management saying that the damage in those counties was similar to what we would see in a hurricane.
A woman accused of killing a child in Polk County will remain behind bars. A judge denied bond for Patricia Saint-Azare, the 36-year-old accused of first-degree murder in last week's death of her 4-year-old adopted son. Medical examiner determined the boy died of blunt force trauma.
Mm. How horrible. One of the state's largest home insurance companies will have to pay a steep fine. Heritage Insurance was fined $1 million yesterday. The Tampa-based company was found to have violated state laws following Hurricane Ian. Regulators found Heritage was slow to pay or deny claims, slow to acknowledge it received communications about claims, didn't communicate adequately with policyholders, and used unlicensed adjusters. Heritage's CEO says the company has taken steps to address the issues.
Taking a look at our national news, the U.S. rolling out a new $400 million aid package for Ukraine as Russia is launching a major offensive in Kharkiv. Here's Lisa Taylor.
The package includes Patriot missiles, Singer anti-aircraft missiles, and other munitions. The aid comes weeks after Congress passed a national security supplemental that provides more than $60 billion in assistance for Kyiv. Russia today kicked off a major attack on the Kharkiv region, putting more pressure on Ukrainian forces. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And hundreds of illegal immigrants who rushed the border near El Paso in March are fighting with Texas National Guardsmen. Had their charges dismissed by a judge, though. District Attorney Bill Hicks is furious and plans to appeal.
It does not matter a person's immigration status. If you break the laws of the state of Texas, in particular in these riot cases, if you destroy property, you will be held accountable.
A judge... What's that?
Apparently not.
Yeah, not always, at least. A judge in El Paso claims that prosecutors improperly transferred the misdemeanor rioting cases to his court. The same judge had previously dismissed dozens of other cases that stemmed from a separate border rushing incident. If an appeals court overturns his rulings, arrest warrants would be issued for all of the migrants who have likely vanished into the shadows.
Yeah, Virginia's school board is voting to restore Confederate names to two of its schools, that in Shenandoah County. They voted in 2020 to remove the names of Confederate generals Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee from local schools to affirm the district's commitment to an inclusive school environment. At a meeting last night, though, they said, nah, we're going back to it, saying the change was wrongly done and lacked public input. So,
But the thing is, says, no, we wanted the names to be more inclusive.
Well, okay,
will they undo the change?
Well, I guess that's what they're saying, is that, you know, hey, we wanted to be so inclusive that we forgot to get any public input to determine whether it was actually inclusive or not. I think it's dumb, really doesn't matter.
But yeah,
whatever.
And the Senate has passed a reauthorization of the FAA that will, among other things, provide a boost to air traffic controller staffing. Lawmakers voted 88-4 on the measure, which will also increase funding to stop runway close call incidents and fast track refunds for canceled flights. 5 daily round trip flights at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport will be added, with airlines now required to accept vouchers and credits for at least 5 years.
Dow Jones Industrial Average up 125 points today. S&P 500 up 8. And the NASDAQ dropped 5. 6:30, we'll get a Fox News update. Sports headlines, health, business, and science still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A review by the Biden administration is highly critical of Israel's wartime conduct in Gaza, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
A State Department report notes serious concerns with some actions taken by Israel in Gaza and says it is reasonable to assess U.S.-provided weapons were used in strikes that violated international humanitarian law. But conditions in Gaza make it difficult to reach conclusive findings on individual incidents.
Former Donald Trump fixer Michael Cohen is set to testify for the prosecution Monday in the former president's hush money trial. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Judge Juan Merchan declined to impose a gag order on Cohen, despite the fact that he continues to discuss the case while streaming on social media, including a TikTok stream as recently as Wednesday night.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records. America's listening to Fox News.
Tesco with your money now. The federal budget deficit shrank in the first 7 months of the fiscal year, but this full year's shortfall is likely to exceed last year's. The Treasury Department says that for the October through April period, the deficit stood at $855 billion, or 8% less than in the same period a year ago. There was a surplus of $210 billion in April, thanks to big inflows of tax payments. Year-to-date, revenues are up 10%, while spending increased 6%. As per an announcement back in March, a couple hundred Kohl's department stores around the country will soon have Babies R Us shops in its stores. Kohl's has now put out a full list of stores that will be getting Babies R Us shops, including 30 in California, 25 in New York, 13 each in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Ohio, and a dozen in Illinois. While the Friday stock market session was somewhat lackluster, the Dow Jones Industrial Average extended its winning streak to an eighth day. The blue chip Dow up 125 points. The S&P added 8. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. In the NBA this year, it didn't feel like there was a runaway MVP candidate, so Nikola Jokic, the NBA's best player, took home the trophy. I thought two players were more deserving than Jokic, though. It's tough to find a more valuable player to his team than what Jalen Brunson does for the Knicks, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander averaged over 30 points per game and led the Thunder to the one seed. Either Jalen or SGA should have won the award. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Attention Patriots, this is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer, with an urgent message for anyone concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty, it's crucial to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. You'll get proven strategies for safeguarding your assets and securing your money. Call my friends at Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to register for free right now. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Uh-oh, overflow, population coming through, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You vitriolic, patriotic, slam, fight, fight, like feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. It's just been Navarre Parkway giving us some trouble on the roads. Well, it seems like closer to Gulf Breeze, we do have an accident report if you're traveling. It appears to be eastbound towards Oriole Beach, but it's causing very little, if any, congestion at this time. But anyway, beyond that, Navarre Parkway, this is near Coral Street. We still have backups going both directions, but this is going to be especially if you're traveling westbound towards Coral. You're going to be backed up to Highway 87. Still a lot of backups there. And also, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, just passing Windhaven Beach, still got some minor congestion there. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at what's happening around the sports landscape this evening. Austin, what's catching your eye?
Well, it's kind of hard for it not to catch my eye because it's on the TV right in front of me. We have the start of an ESPN doubleheader, Knicks and Pacers. First quarter's just about up. Pacers with the ball. They're only up 26-20. So it does look like Jalen Brunson is out there, if I'm saying correctly.
Yep.
Yeah, so that explains why it's a good game. But after that game's over, it's going to be Nuggets at Timberwolves at 8:30, so that's a good one.
If the Nuggets want to win this series, man,
it's looking rough.
They have to win tonight.
Yeah, for those who are not aware, when I said that's a good one, I was basically lying. Let's see, NHL playoffs TNT doubleheader underway right now. Panthers at Bruins started at 6. And last I saw, the Panthers were up by 1 for whatever reason. My screen is not refreshing, but you get the drift. Let's see, also that's going to be followed by Oilers at Canucks at 9 o'clock. Just some quick local, relatively local, scores in the MLB here. Braves and Mets were supposed to be underway right now. They are currently in rain delay. That's fitting. Halfway through the second inning, Phillies are up 2-0 on the Marlins. And in the top of the fourth, we're scoreless between the Yankees and Rays. And lastly, just a couple of quick headlines here. Just a day after we covered Frank Vogel's firing, the Phoenix Suns are reportedly planning to hire Mike Budenholzer as their new head coach. Budenholzer was coach of the Milwaukee Bucks when they won their 2021 title over, you guessed it, the Phoenix Suns. So hopefully he can give them some of that magic as well before their finals window closes for good. And then over into WNBA, the city of Toronto is reportedly getting an expansion team that will begin play in 2026. By the time they do debut, they will be the league's 14th member. Ownership will be tied to that of the Raptors and Maple Leafs, and an official announcement is expected for May 23rd.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
Is there any particular reason you played that?
What? Hold on. Can you?
I just alley-ooped it to Alan after sports, I guess.
Okay, here's the deal. I may or it's 6:40 on a Friday.
You weren't listening. That's what it was.
I was ordering skies to while you were talking, because I had to put it the right time because we're done at 7, and then I know it takes me 5 minutes to get there, so I needed to time it perfectly.
Yeah.
So I was paying zero attention to anything. I just was like, oh yeah, he's still doing traffic. It's like 8 minutes long, but he's just going and going, and there we go.
So you asked me what's going on in sports, Austin, and you confirmed Jalen Brunson is playing for the Knicks,
and then I said I'm out for the next however long it takes me to get my pizza order in.
We are gonna have to talk to our superiors about this being a 4 to 6:30 show.
Yeah.
Because we go into cruise control.
But then the same thing would happen at about 6:18. So
right. That is true.
Listen, we all let's be honest. Okay. We're honest people here. At least I am. Everybody checks out early on a Friday.
That is true.
I just happen to do it in an industry where it is not necessarily secretive when I check out. So
very much so. Well, We'll move on to
all
health,
right,
business,
so where
and
are
science.
We?
We're done with sports, dude.
Okay, so health, business,
we'll hear,
and science.
We'll hear again from Alan in about 3
that's
minutes.
Right.
But before we do, health, business, and science.
Oh, my. Oh, man. So, listen, something happens every Friday around this time. Either
yes, that is true.
You have slurred speech all of a sudden, or...
That's happening at 4. I don't know what that's about.
I just say, I'm checked out. I do not care what happens from here on out. Listen, Alan didn't send us his news, his weather updates.
You're correct.
Until later on in the 4 o'clock hour, so I'm trying to get him his
making up for lost time.
His face time.
We should have just started.
I should have just gone with that instead of not paying attention. All right, Planet Fitness is raising its $10 a month membership plan for the first time in 26 years. Here's Michael Kastner.
Welcome to Planet Fitness.
The largest gym chain in the nation will now charge $15 for its classic membership starting this summer. It's not raising the price of its $25 monthly Black Club membership, which offers perks and access to more locations. Executives at Planet Fitness didn't note why the company is hiking the price by 50% for the first time since 1998, but it does come as higher interest rates and construction expenses slow down new gym openings. I'm Michael Kastner.
And the FDA says a software issue has led to a recall on more than 85,000 devices for an insulin pump app. The version 2.7 of the T-Connect mobile app that connects with an insulin pump has caused more than 200 injuries. The FDA says the software glitch can result in an insulin pump shutting down sooner than it's supposed to. The app is under a Class 1 recall, which the FDA says in its announcement is the most serious type of recall, and that devices may cause serious injuries or death.
A storm is brewing that could affect the entire globe. No, it's not the end of the world, but a large sunspot cluster, 16 times the diameter of Earth, has been sending solar flares our way.
The last time that we issued a G4 watch, which is a geomagnetic storm watch for severe levels, that 4 level on our 1 through 5 scale was 2005.
That is NOAA's Sean Dahl. He says it appears we could get the effect as early as this evening. Satellites, radios, communications, and power grids could be affected by the geomagnetic field fluctuation. The positive is that we could have the chance of seeing the northern lights on the horizon. That'd
very
be
nice.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is very cool. Anheuser-Busch is still feeling the effects of last year's backlash over the Bud Light ad campaign with Dylan Mulvaney. Sales of Bud Light to wholesalers and retailers were down between 10 and 13% in the first quarter compared to the first quarter of 2023. Financial analysts say that the drop in sales was not as bad as expected.
McDonald's is reportedly working on a new $5 value meal as consumers are pulling back on fast food spending. CNBC says the proposed meal could feature a McChicken or McDouble, 4-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink. I would just be happy if the dollar menu options were a dollar, and that included didn't it used to be like either like a cheeseburger or like a McDouble? A McDouble, I think, used to be a dollar at some point. But
let me ask you this: this is unrelated. Did McDonald's ever have? They had a 24-hour breakfast thing for limited time, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they've done that before. If they did that
really
full time, I'd like that.
I don't really do breakfast fast food. I just haven't never gotten into that.
You name a meal, I do fast food with it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Lastly here, right before another quick check of the roads and weather, a New York woman is suing Cold Stone Creamery over its pistachio ice cream. Now that I would not touch. She said that instead of the nuts, the dessert has pistachio flavoring only. Her lawyers wrote in court filings that she would not have purchased the product if she knew it did not contain actual pistachios. A federal judge in Brooklyn ruled that the class action suit can move forward. So if you were worried about the solar flares, just wait until you hear about that one. That one is a heart stopper. 6:46 here, just a moment late to traffic and weather, but that's okay because there's not much going on. We do have some backups if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Coral Street. The congestion is basically going to have you backed up to Highway 87. That is runoff from a previously reported traffic incident. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Can I play the weather now?
If his throat is not sore from speaking so often, yes, you can.
All right.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, very good. Pop culture notes today, Taylor Swift in Paris taking off her European leg of the Eras Tour. It started last night. She's got three more shows in Paris before moving on to Lisbon, Stockholm, Madrid, and Dublin before wrapping up her European tour in London. And then she'll be back in September for more shows, including some in our neck of the woods. Miami and then New Orleans are included in that list. So local Swifties counting down the days.
Yeah, you get. She's committed to the the business. You got to give her that. Police are at Drake's home for the third time this week after a trespassing incident. A security guard was shot at the rapper's Toronto property earlier this week, and police arrested an intruder the next day. Now, a trespasser had an altercation with security guards before police arrived. USA Today reports that these events come after a heated week between Drake and Kendrick Lamar as the two sparred through diss tracks.
Yeah, also a new series is being made about Japanese interpreter Ipe for Shohei Ohtani, who stole millions of dollars to pay off his gambling debts. The Hollywood Reporter says Lionsgate Television is developing a scripted series based on the true story about Ipe, who stole $16 million from Ohtani. And the series is in early development and has not yet found a streaming home. I would think that would be best done as like a mini series, I think.
Yes.
Like if you like kind of like the OJ FX, where you had like five or six episodes and you kind of just build up like the friendship, Ohtani coming over to America with him as his translator and kind of doing it that way. I think that would be really, really well done. All right, we'll take a break there, wrapping up our week with wacky stories and good news next.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7.
Let's have a rendezvous.
This week, Gretsch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Always love that this is the song that we conclude with.
Yeah,
it's good production decision out of you there.
Thank you very much, sir.
6:52 as we wind things down on this Mother's Day Friday edition of the program. Joe and Austin with you again. We appreciate so much your interaction and listening to us each and every day, getting you home and keeping you caught up on what's happening there. Do not take that responsibility lightly. Recapping the day's top stories, former President Trump says his hush money trial is a sham. There is reports, though, that the trial could be in the hands of the jury soon, as the prosecution told the judge they plan to call two more witnesses and could rest their case by the end of next week. A report from CNN has the White House concerned. It alleges abuse of Palestinians in an Israeli prison, with the report detailing alleged abuse of detainees, including physical restraints and beatings. Also reports today that Israeli tanks have captured the main road in Rafah. The move leaves the eastern half of the city encircled by Israeli forces as they deal with Hamas militants as well as Islamic jihadists as well. Also, of course, this morning we would be remiss if we did not mention for a final time here this evening where things stand as far as Florida Power and Light and EREC getting Escambia and Santa Rosa County residents back on the grid here. Things much better in terms of Florida Power and Light side of things. About 200 customers still without power in Santa Rosa County, 1,395 in Escambia. So hopefully everybody back on by the end of the night there. Not so great news in northern Escambia and Santa Rosa County. EREC earlier today said that they had about 100 linesmen that were in the process of coming to help out. I would imagine that they're on the scene now, but things have been improving in Santa Rosa County now with numbers back down into around 37% of Santa Rosa County customers are back on, still without. That number was around 75% once the storms passed off. Escambia County, that number is still at 74% with about 4,245 meters total. So 74% of customers in Escambia County still without power. EREC has warned, though, that may not get everybody back on by the end of the night, though. Hopefully, certainly by the weekend, things getting back on there. But that's the latest update that we have there from both FPL and EREC. A final check of the roads, Austin.
Well, let's see. It's just that same spot we've been touching on the past couple of updates. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Coral Street, we did have an accident report there earlier that is going to have you backed up to Highway 87, so that's still looking pretty rough at this time. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All righty, 6:55, just almost 6:56. Just taking a quick look at some wacky and weird stories here. Two climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta. The pair entered the British Library in London on Friday morning, smashed a glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure. We've heard stories about this before, and I never respected it then. I don't respect it now, especially considering that it changes nothing. And if you don't believe me, the British Library says its security team intervened, and the 1215 Magna Carta remains undamaged.
Yeah, well, look, unless you're Nicolas Cage in certain major pictures, yes, this is not happening. No damage is being caused by any of these historic documents, things like that. So, I mean, that's good. They've got the modern technology to preserve all these importantly historical documents.
Thank
goodness. Good news there. Also, in our wacky stories today, we had a pretty interesting one in Michigan where a 34-year-old woman was found living inside of a grocery store sign on the roof of their building. She has a job and a car, but had been living there for about a year and had a desk, flooring, and even a houseplant inside her little abode. She was discovered when the Family Fair supermarket in Midland had some contractors out to do some work on the building, and they came across a strange extension cord and discovered the hidden dwelling. She does have to leave, but the store is actually not pressing charges, and they're even helping her out in transitioning to a new living arrangement. So good on the store owners there.
Yeah, I think it's wholesome that they're helping her because I think they know, okay, this woman doesn't mean any ill intent.
Well, listen, she has a job and she has a car.
She's trying.
She's trying, yeah.
And, you know, and as I said, it's you can't do it, but, you know,
right.
It could be worse. A woman in North Carolina left her credit card at a restaurant, and an employee spotted the card and had their heart in the right place. In an effort to find Rhonda Deaver, they posted on social media, "Hey guys, Mrs. Rhonda Deaver, you left your card here. If you know her, let her know that we have it and would love to make sure it's returned."
Very good, sweet. Yes.
Yeah. The only problem is credit cards are kind of valuable, and that's for good reason. This person apparently did not consider that. They took photos of the front and back and put it online. Rhonda did get the card back, but of course, not before someone racked up $2,000 in charges, along with a bunch of declined transactions. Rhonda's in the process of disputing the ones that did go through. Good intentions, just bad actions in the process.
Yeah, I wonder how quickly somebody saw that on social media and called the restaurant and said, "Hey, you can't be doing that."
Someone stop this right now.
We've kind of had a conversation about this before. It's like, do we think that we are still cool? I am an emphatically yes, I am. Mm. You have said you are not and never have been. I would disagree.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say that I don't think I'm overly cool.
Okay.
But no, I'm middle class.
Middle class cool, all right.
Middle class popularity, yeah.
A survey of 2,000 Americans found that the average person stops being cool at age 39. Mm. So I am on the back nine of that. That's apparently when we tend to feel like we're out of touch and can't follow trends. I would say, though, that as long as I do the show, I think I will be, because we have to cover so much about what's happening in society.
We're up to date.
Slang is the hardest thing to keep up with. And celebrities being the next thing, and the arts, which I think, anybody who's deep in the arts, I would not put on my cool list anyway.
Modern arts sucks.
Yeah, well.
That's my sign off for this week.
Yeah, all right. Well, there. On that note, have a good weekend. Have a good Mother's Day weekend.
Right back at you.
We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place, Pensacola. Right now, News Radio, Pensacola.